Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And that's where we're going to go with our blowing hot air segment, brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling in Ream. Visit aphvac.com. Joey Porter. Opening up a facility that will help special needs people, both young and old. And he was at this ribbon cutting event yesterday. He was reached for comment by the Post-Gazette. They talked football with him at this event. And they asked him about his prized pupils, T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree. And Porter said, quote, "I talked to those guys, wished them well, criticized them every now and then. They played really, really well last year. I was happy for both of them. They both did a good job. T.J., he's what I thought he was going to be. You guys used to mess with me when I told you Bud was going to get it. It just took him a while. Now he's got it. Now you have a tandem, and that tandem can rock for the next decade. They're both young. You know you'll get another 5 or 6 years out of the tandem. They're going to be tough, man."
Joey, can I talk to you about something? It's our good friend, the salary cap. Hello, salary cap. Yeah, they'll be together for one more year. I can't help but think that Joey Porter has to feel a little bit of shame about the fact that when he was no longer the linebackers coach and Keith Butler took a much more hands-on role, something that he had a good reputation for before he was the DC, that Butler got the best out of them. Like, doesn't it say something about Porter the coach if all he has now is, "I told you Bud would be good"? It just maybe coincidentally took me not being his position coach for that to happen.
I don't give him any credit for Dupree's development.
Neither do I. Dupree was headed to Bust Town, USA, population Bud.
If I got fired and you were solo in the afternoons and you had ratings bonanza, I couldn't then say, I helped groom Chris. I mean, Chris, those years he spent with me, that's what propelled him to take off and become one of the most successful radio personalities in the entire country. You can't, after you are let go, take retroactive credit for that player's success, which seemed to correspond with you being shown the door. It I believe, and I know it's tough. Porter is a tough nut to crack with Steelers media. He's a very tough nut to crack with them because he talked. And so anytime you have a coach who, and he did this a lot, was more candid with his comments and more honest than pretty much any other assistant coach, Steelers media is going to love that assistant coach. Give us quotes.
Makes the job easier.
Give us material. Make it more interesting for us. And when you do that, it is easy to want to shield or protect that coach. So that's why I always felt like when you're more on the outside like us, when you're not embedded with the team, when you're more of a fan, it was easier for us to criticize Porter than it was for the inside.
Although it might have been easier for us to do it, but I mean, the guy gave plenty of legitimate reasons for criticism. The Southside bar stuff, the high school football game stuff. I mean, he wasn't bathing himself in glory with his behavior away from the franchise and away from the team. He gave reporters a lot of good intel, and it might, that clouds the picture. But he didn't, Like, the facts are the facts, right? If he was going to be judged, like, he sort of said it about T.J. Watt. He is what I thought he would be. Like, almost nobody could screw up T.J. Watt, right? Like, he was going to be a great player. It was all the signs were there. We all saw it. Mm-hmm. Just stay out of the way if you're a coach. It's not a good look that a coaching change for a guy in Bud Dupree who, what was his reputation? We've had people tell us this coming out of Kentucky. It was athletic freak who was raw, but the athletic gifts were such that you could see him being a legit first-round talent because mm-hmm. he was just so prodigious in that department. The fact that a different coach got a lot more out of him suddenly when T.J. Watt was more or less a constant on the other side, that's not a good look. Like, I actually feel sort of bad ripping Joey Porter because he was on the record and talking about this stuff when he was doing something really good, like you said, but he did not do Bud Dupree any favors. You know who I'd love to hear from? If you could get, like, a candid moment on this, I would love to hear what Bud Dupree felt like, thought of Joey Porter as his position coach relative to Keith Butler taking a much more hands-on role last year. Wouldn't you? If you could get Bud to tell the out-and-out truth and not sugarcoat it, I would love to hear what he would say. Because I think Arthur Motes might have told us this, and maybe we can ask him. Didn't Joey Porter sort of have that it was so easy for him as a player that it was tough for him to coach disease? Like, when something just comes naturally to you and you're very good at it, and then you go and coach that very same thing, it's difficult to convey certain things because they happen for you. Like, Michael Jordan would be a terrible basketball coach for many reasons, I would think.
Yeah, go.
One of which is he would just say, go make shots and score 30 points. What's wrong with you?
Go make a play does not work when you're telling Anthony Ciccolo.
Right.
To go out and do
like
it.
Like, you've got to arm people with, like, the knowledge and the know-how and the technique and the little tricks of the trade to make those plays.
I look at, there are two guys on the Steelers roster who I think are really two peas in a pod that my overall opinion of them are nearly identical, and they play two different positions. Bud Dupree and Juju Smith-Schuster.
I knew
both guys are byproducts of the players who made their jobs much easier. And one of the other things Porter attempts to do in this story is say, well, Watt feeds off of Dupree. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a tiny bit. It's basically the equivalent of if he's eating off Dupree, when Watt's buying, they go to Capital Grill. When Dupree's buying, they go to Burger King. Like, that to me is the difference. Watt is making Dupree's career. And Dupree might get, I don't know, just to put a number on it, he might get Watt one or two extra sacks a season. And the same thing has been proven true with Juju. He was a total byproduct of having Antonio Brown in the offense. And I don't even think Ben Roethlisberger can come in with a red cape on and make Juju a 1,000-yard receiver.
He can't do the thing that Antonio Brown did that had nothing to do with a quarterback, and that's be so transcendently great that you demand extra coverage from the opposition. Like, Ben Roethlisberger being back means Juju will theoretically get better passes thrown to him, right? Like, a lot better. But it won't matter if he's not separating from the cornerback guarding him.
Coming up,
I was trying to look something up here because there was another player example of this that I think from another team, but nope, we ran out of time.
Okay.
Well, it was Chris Carter with the Vikings after Randy Moss got there. Like, that dude had his career extended by a couple
years. Didn't the Steelers have an outside linebacker named Chris Carter?
They did. For a very short period of time. I think he spelled it just like the X-Files guy, too.
There was a character on the show X-Files?
No, the creator of the X-Files was Chris Carter.
I've never watched an episode of the X-Files.
Or 11, 12, 13.
I've not watched.
Never watched it?
Nope. I knew the song, the jingle,
dude.
But
I've
never watched an episode of it. Craig, you?
Never seen one.
I remember
that
Pat,
show scared the crap out of me when
I remember
I was a
Pat
kid,
Summerall
man.
Being like, all right, after Eagles, Cowboys, it's another episode of the X-Files. And that's like my extent of X-Files.
Mulder, Scully, the truth is out
They're
there.
They're at it again. Aliens.
Oh, Mulder. You know the truth, Pat. The truth out there, definitely. Boom. And then you got aliens.
Got him. Alien, dead. Scully.
Cigarette-smoking man.
anal probes.
I knew it was going to go there at some point.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.